Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Richmond, Richwood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie Sheen, Prairie Sack, Black Flambeau, Vernon, hopping over there. Hey, smell that dairy.
I have been to many of the Wisconsin places in our theme song from the Gomers, but I haven't been everywhere yet. Where should I go in May? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, May 1st. Our Tell Joy Where to Go travel consultant, Gary Knowles, is here with suggestions for my May assignment, and I'll welcome your suggestions too. But first, Bill Martins is here because this is the last weekday of our spring membership drive. You rely on Wisconsin Public Radio for informative and fun discussions. We rely on you to keep the programs like this one going strong. So your gift right now of any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're going to start things off this morning with a goal of 32 pledges this hour. So 32 pledges. Your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Gets us one step closer to meeting the goal and one step closer to funding the programs you count on.
You know, Bill, this is one of my favorite hours each week, where we talk about things that make life in Wisconsin special. And we talk about the many fun things to do in and around Wisconsin. And we get to experience the local culture of the many, many different communities in the state. We found Gary Knowles, and Gary has been a regular guest now with us for many years.
He pretty much has been everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. He has. And he really does donate his time to put together this getaway sampler that he provides every month when he is here once a month. This is the type of Wisconsin-oriented program that programming that you have come to expect on Wisconsin Public Radio. We find the great guests. We show up. You show up. We have a lively, informative conversation every single morning.
That's right. Because you love these 6 a.m. conversations, make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support is key to making these discussions available to you and to everyone.
You decide how much to pledge. Every pledge matters. Every pledge helps pay for the programs that you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. And during this drive, you can ask for the I Heart or I Love WPR magnets when you give $60 a year or more.
Yeah, these are snazzy. This is perfect for this hour. You get a large one and a small one. You can put one on your car, so when you're going here, there, or everywhere, everyone knows that you love Wisconsin Public Radio. So show your love for WPR. Ask for these magnets when you give $60 or more. Hear that? That's the magnet. That's $5 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, Bill, we are reviving our Where in Wisconsin is the WPR magnet game that we play on Facebook. Mm-hmm. There is no big prize if you guess, but you get bragging rights.
Only and, pride.
Yeah, that's right. So you can go to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Not only will you see a picture of Gary Knowles, Bill Martins, and myself with our iHeart WPR magnets, but you will see a photo of me in a yet undisclosed Wisconsin location with an iHeart WPR magnet. So you get to guess, where am I with the iHeart WPR magnet in the Facebook photo? The book that I'm holding is a hint, but the book is not the location, the specific location where I am.
I see.
That's the game. You get to guess. I'm going to take the iHeart WPR magnet with me on my Tell Joy Where to Go travels and take some photos along the way.
But not through the car wash.
No, I can't do that because I lose my magnets through the car wash.
Not a good place.
So again, show your love for WPR. Ask for these magnets when you give $60 a year or more. That's $5 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio wakes me up every morning. Mostly I just enjoy the morning programming and the afternoon programming. I became a sustaining member because I felt so guilty with all the pledge drives, because they're so logical and they're so persistent. It's crucial that we have people support it so we don't lose it. I'm Sarah from Wausau. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
You can pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins asking for your support of WPR during this last weekday of the spring membership drive. That's right. This is one of your final opportunities during the Joy Cardine Show to make a pledge to help support the programming that you hear every weekday morning. The drive will wrap up completely tomorrow. So make your gift of any amount. Maybe it's $10 a month or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
On Wisconsin Public Radio, you get programs that inform and inspire you, programs that entertain and engage you anytime you want, really.
And what makes it all possible? You do. People who contribute make it happen.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, membership matters. Become a member with your pledge of $5 a month or whatever amount is comfortable for you. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right, so we need to raise 10 pledges during this hour. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really helps.
And remember, your pledge of $5 a month or $60 for the year, ask for the I Love WPR magnet set. You'll get a big one and a small one. And again, they're yours for $5 a month, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much, Bill.
Little darling, the smiles returning to the faces. Little darling, feels like years since it's been here. The sun, and here comes the sun.
Spring and the sun have returned to Wisconsin, and the month of May will bring with it blooms and birds and brats and beer and much more. We will cover some suggestions for your Wisconsin travels and my Wisconsin travels with our Tell Joy Where to Go contributor, travel writer Gary Knowles. So what is there to do in Wisconsin in May? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Gary Knowles is a freelance travel writer who is the author of the Gary Getaways feature for the Journal and Topics newspaper in Northern Illinois. He's a consultant to travel businesses. He is the author of The Great Wisconsin Touring Book, 30 Spectacular Auto Tours, and he joins us once a month for these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Joy. Boy, it's May, and I think things are waking up all over Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's lovely to have the nice, sunny, warm temperatures back with us. And I mentioned that birds and blooms and all sorts of things are in the making in May in Wisconsin. And I'm really looking forward. I'm planning on going to the Horicon Marsh for the Birds and Blooms Festival that they have.
Well, that is really a neat place to go. You know, it's the peak. Well, it's getting to be sort of the peak of the spring migration season. And there are like 300 varieties of birds that kind of either nest in Wisconsin or come through here on their way north or south. And as a result, the places like the Horicon Marsh have always been outstanding places to go and see wildlife, and especially the bird population going through.
Yeah.
And so you had to have a great time up there.
Yeah, it's on my itinerary already because my sister's birthday happens to be May 10th. It's Mother's Day. And what she would like to do, because she's a birder, is she would like to go to the Horicon Marsh and have a picnic and, you know, do the auto tour, maybe do the walk on the boardwalk, and I'm sure there are other other events to take part in at the Bird Festival, which is May 8th through the 11th.
The 8th through the 11th is right. That's about a week away, and it's really kind of neat because they also have some seminars up there. And if you really want to get into the birding, you can learn all about the bird calls, and they have bike tours that are available up there. They have a boat that goes out. You can take a boat tour through
the pontoon marsh. Boat. I've taken that. That's
boat.
Fun.
Take your camera. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's not the only place to see some birds in nature. Shawamigan Bay is having a festival too in mid-May, May 14th through the 16th.
They have an annual fest up there. You're right. And that's coming the 14th to the 16th of May. And the kind of neat thing about that is that, of course, the birds don't know the date.
Yeah.
they're just moving. And, you know, so they kind of plant it at about the peak every year. And they say they have about 300 varieties that go through that area, too. But it's just west of Ashland is kind of the headquarters for it. The Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center, a really unique and really neat information center up there. And they have something like 100 different events taking place in a few days. But then you can kind of tie that in with what's going on up in Bayfield, because starting on May 15th up there, they have what they call the Bayfield in Bloom Festival. And when they do that, there are all kinds of spring flowers popping their heads kind of through the soil up there. And Bayfield is so pretty anyway, but once you get the flowers blooming and the birds flying, it's a sign that it's all starting. It's the big peak season beginning.
Yeah, that's a beautiful festival, too. I don't know the exact day, but we'll find out. Larry Mueller, Wisconsin Public Radio's Larry Mueller, broadcasts from Bayfield in Bloom every year and has for quite some time.
I think May 15th is the date that
I
saw on their list. And so if I'm wrong, correct me on
You
that,
are but, not wrong. I was just told that it is May 15th at Bayfield in Bloom. Larry Mueller will be doing a remote broadcast of Garden Talk.
Boy, I know they really look forward to Larry coming up there, too. And he has a good time. I mean, he does the program from up there, but then, you know, he's around the community, and so people want to greet and meet, and it's a good opportunity to do that, and such a neat place.
Yeah, and certainly there's more to do than watch Larry Mueller's remote if you go to Bayfield and Bloom. There's all sorts of lovely places to have lunch or shop or just to see the Lake Superior from Bayfield is outstanding.
Yeah, and they have garden tours up there as well. They might come a little bit later. I think it's June 7th to the 8th, because this thing goes on from May 15th through June 14th, and they have events taking place virtually every weekend and things going on all the time. And anytime you get up there, when the ice is out, and this year the ice is out, we've got to say. Last year they still had icebergs floating in the bay at this time of the year, but take a ride on that ferry and go over to Madeline Island and kind of see the island coming to life, too. It's really, it's always so nice in spring to go out in, like, Big Bay Park out there and take a hike. They've got a great nature trail, goes kind of a couple of miles around the park. Well worth doing.
You know, someday, Gary, it's not going to be probably this year, but someday I want to go up and do a remote broadcast of the Joy Cardine Show from 6 in the morning until 9 in the morning at the Madeline Island Cafe that had burned down to the ground. What's
that
called again?
Oh, Tom's Burned Down Cafe. you know, I think we can talk to Tom and arrange something for you there, Joy. I think he can run an extension cord from the place next door, and we'll power you up. And that would be an ideal place to do it from. You never know who's going to wander by that place,
yeah,
which is really neat.
That would be a lot of fun. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles, and this is the May edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Once a month, Gary comes in. He has some recommended events and activities going on around the state of Wisconsin. And I ask you, too, what's on your itinerary? Or is there something that you're looking forward to doing in May? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And when you're on the Facebook page, check out the photo. I'm sitting at a restaurant in the Driftless region of Wisconsin, and I have the iHeart WPR magnet with me. Guess where I am specifically, not just the community, but the specific restaurant. Where okay. am I in that photo? And you win bragging rights if you are correct. If you want one of those iHeart WPR magnets, we ask for a pledge of $5 a month or $60 to Wisconsin Public Radio. Catherine on Facebook says, I will be at St. Germain's second annual Martinis in May on Saturday, May 2nd from 6 until 10. Martini tasting and competition music from the Rat Pack era by Tony Ocean and appetizers provided by the White Tail Inn. So St. Germain in Wisconsin's Northwoods having the annual Martinis in May. I don't know. Somehow I don't associate martinis with the Northwoods, but why not?
Well, if the flowers come out, bring out the martinis, you know?
Yeah. Well, we will we'll talk about some other various food and drink festivals that are taking place in Wisconsin in May in our next segment. And again, we invite you to join us with your suggestions, your planned activities. Tell Joy where to go in May. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newber Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there.
This is the May edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine, and we'll get back to our conversation with our guest, Gary Knowles, in just a moment. But first, Bill Martins is back because we are celebrating the last weekday of our spring membership
Yay.
Drive. And our goal is to keep bringing you topics like Tell Joy Where to Go and Wisconsin culture. Your support helps make it happen. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 8 pledges in the next 35 minutes to stay on track this hour. Your support helps keep this station going strong. Help pay for the Joy Cardine Show when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR has been around for a long time because we're committed to quality. That quality is possible thanks to you. Listener donations make up the single largest piece of our budget.
Your contribution makes the Joy Cardine Show possible and many others as well. You're part of the quality you hear every day on WPR when you donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
During this membership drive, you can get the new I Heart or I Love WPR magnets when you give $60. That's $5 a month or more. Your donation supports the programs that you count on, and you'll also get these cool magnets.
Yeah, one large, one small. You put them on the car or the fridge. And I guess you could put them on the mailbox and tell the mailman you love WPR. Just show your love for Wisconsin Public Radio with these magnets for $5 a month when you pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is what your kids sound like when you don't listen to public radio.
You're looking at me.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
No,
you're not. Yes, you are.
And this is what your kids sound like when you do listen to public radio.
You're looking at me.
No, you're not.
Yes, you are.
Entering
the country.
Yes, you are.
Here's Corey Flint,
who
says the restrictions are...
Okay, they might not get it now, but kids who grew up listening to public radio often end up listening to public radio as adults. Invest in their future learning. Donate today. Your kids will thank you later.
Thanks, Mom, for making me listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Little did you know that I would end up here today. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this spring membership drive, the last weekday of the spring membership drive. Everything wraps up tomorrow, but if you're a regular listener at this time, this is your last opportunity. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins asking for your support of WPR. Your gift of whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
That's right. You know, you love Tell Joy Where to Go every Friday at 6 o'clock. We do this program, and once a month we bring on travel expert Gary Knowles to come on and tell us about all the things there is to see and do in Wisconsin. And it's one of my favorite hours as well, Joy. I know you love it as well. And, you know, there's plenty going on in the state, and we're happy to provide this service for you. But it costs money to do that, and so your pledge of support is very important. And for $5 a month, you can ask for the I Love WPR magnet. And Joy, I know you posted a picture on Facebook with the magnet. I took a look at that, and I know you said the book that you're holding was a hint. Before I saw that, I thought for sure it was exactly what the book said it was. I'm like, well, that's an obvious one. But now I don't know, because you said the book was a hint, but not the actual.
That's right. So, and the book said it, the house on the rock on it,
right.
And Ashley guessed the house on the rock. And no, the book is a hint, but it is not where I am exactly. I mean, I'm in that region, that community, but what is the community, and more specifically, what restaurant am I at? That's what I'm looking for.
I don't know. That's a stumper.
Yeah. Well, I'm also looking at a porch swing. You can't tell, but I'm looking at a porch swing in that photo. That's what I see when I look out the window. So there's another hint. So yeah, and it's actually someone did get it. Marcia guessed the general store in Spring Green, and that is correct.
Okay.
So, Marcia, you are the winner of bragging rights. So thanks for playing along. It is indeed the general store in Spring Green. If you would like your own iHeart WPR magnet, you all you need to do is pledge $5 a month to help support Wisconsin Public Radio. That's $60 a year or more. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And stay tuned for more contests like that in the weeks to come.
Yeah, we will.
Looking for 8 pledges, I should mention, in the next half an hour or so to meet our hourly goal. You can help us out with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much, Bill. Time now for us to get back to the May edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Plans to visit an island later this month, Goose Island in La Crosse. And my family and I plan to drive a portion of the Great River Road along the Mississippi River to explore some of the towns and sites along the way. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the May edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. If you have some ideas of places to visit on the Great River Road, give us a call, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And certainly I'm open to other suggestions, other activities and events that are happening throughout the month all over the state of Wisconsin. Gary Knowles is our guest. He is with us once a month for these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. He is a freelance travel writer. And Gary, I know that you know a lot about the Great River Road.
Well, I really enjoy that drive over there. It's one of the greatest drives in America. They compare it to driving through the Rhine River Valley in Germany, for example. I think it's got, in some ways, more going for it because it's so easy to get to from here. But it really is a great drive. And this, you know, a matter of fact, this weekend, if you were going to go drive it, you could go over there to what they call the 100-mile garage sale. And I know for people who are into garage sailing, that really perks their ears up because that's a long way to go. It's a good garage sale. It actually covers Wisconsin and Minnesota. You can go up one side and down the other, but it kind of starts from, over in the Trempealeau area over there, over in the Fountain City area, kind of goes all the way up to the northern end of the Great River Road in Wisconsin, cuts across the river and goes to Red Wing, back down to Winona. And so you can you can travel over there, and you never know what you're going to find. I mean, if you look at what the history is of the area, Laura Ingalls Wilder, of course, was born up in Pepin, which is on that route up there. Maybe you can go and find her bonnet up there at a garage sale. Or Mark Twain used to go through there. He was a riverboat captain, and maybe his ship's log is left over there somewhere, or just some neat other stuff.
Or I can also go to the Stockholm Pie Company. Isn't that a must-see
place? Don't miss that. I know you like pie. But who doesn't, right? But the Stockholm Pie Company is a great place over there.
Well, we are going to be going to the Goose Island is a place where my niece visited it. It's right in La Crosse, and it is a place where she went, and birds of all sorts, guess they expect a handout, and she had her handout with seeds in it, and a little chickadee flew right into her hand to have a snack. And so it's another just another one of the places that we will visit on this trip. But I think I'll also check out. I have not yet made it to the. I think it's the National Beer Museum in Potosi.
Yeah, in Potosi. If you start way down in the southern end of the Wisconsin Great River Road, you can get down to Potosi, and you might want to even go down to Cassville, you know, because down in Cassville, the first governor's home is down there. It's Nelson Dewey's home, along with the museum there, the Farm Museum, which is really good, and it's a state historic site.
And speaking of beer, apparently in May we have our choice of some wonderful beers to test. What do we have here? We have Madison Craft Beer Week is May 1st through the 10th.
Yeah, that's going on right now, boy. It's big. It's all over town here in Madison, and you know, Madison has really become kind of a center of craft beer. I mean, it has been for a long time. You know, we have Capital Brewery, we have New Glarus Brewery, we have all these other great little brewers, these micro brews that are happening around here. But this is it's Madison Craft Beer Week, and the focus this year is called Raise a Glass to Women Brewers. So they're really featuring some work by women brewers, and they have a brew that they're making called Common Thread, which is sort of a collaborative effort, but really well worth trying that out. If you come to town, you'd really enjoy it. And I found a quote that I would like to read for you, and it's just a short one, but Kaiser Wilhelm from Germany at one time said, "Give me a woman who loves beer and I'll conquer the world." Now, I think we can maybe just read that and say what and enjoy a good craft beer. But, you know, down in New Glarus, Deb Carey down there, she and her husband make some incredible beers, and well worth checking that out. Some great brews down there.
And if we miss the Madison Craft Beer Week, we could also check out the annual Festival of Beer and Kohler.
Yeah, that's the end of the month, the 29th through the 31st. And boy, they really do it up right there, too. They're going to have a lot of really great craft beers from all over the country coming in. They have the Ballast Point Brewing and Spirits Company from San Diego. They're going to have some of their beers. The Seattle Cider Company is going to be one of the featured brews up there. Leinenkugel's, of course, from Wisconsin will be there, along with New Glarus, who we've been talking about. And they have in Sheboygan County, they have a brewer there who's making some really neat beers, and it's called Three Sheeps Brewing Company. And they are really a good source of new craft beer up in that area. And then they have all kinds of related seminars and activities taking place. You could spend the whole weekend up in Kohler at the Festival of Beer and have a great time up there. So that'd be fun.
Randy on Twitter says, "I'm going to the Beer Garden in Estabrook Park in Milwaukee and the book sale at Whitefish Bay Public Library." Well, thanks, Randy.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
That's a nice thing to do. You know, well, the one thing that can go along with that beer is a brat. The world's largest brat fest is coming up.
You can't find more brats anywhere in one spot than, of course, the big brat fest that we have in Madison, Wisconsin every year. May 22nd to the 24th. They even have, usually they have leading up to it, sort of a drive-through brat operation where you can call it the Take Your Brat to Work Day, where they drive through and buy your brats right out of the window, put them in your lunchbox, and take them along to work with you. But, yeah, activities going on the whole weekend long, the 22nd to the 24th.
And if you happen to be at Bratfest in Madison on May 22nd, which is Friday, the day it starts, from noon until 2, you can buy your brat from me. They often ask a community member.
There,
yeah, celebrity
sure.
cashiers. So
yeah, that's great.
And I will have my veggie brat when I'm there. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to that. A couple of other food-related items. Jerry on Facebook says the morel mushrooms should be popping in about a week. I would love to tell you where to go, but then I'd have to kill you.
Well, I'll tell you where you can go without killing you. And you can go down to Muscadet, and they're going to have the big festival down there the 15th to the 17th. And they collect them, and they have lots of them for sale. I try to get there early because they sell pretty quickly. But they have lots of morels down in Muscadet. It's the Morel Mushroom Festival is the center of world activity for morel mushrooms, and you're not going to find a better place to get them. So
yeah, I would that sounds like fun. If I can't get there, we'll do a show on morel mushrooms and the festival.
Good idea.
We also have Chocolate Fest. So
yeah,
that has been on my list for years, Gary, and I have not made it. That's coming up in Burlington.
Yeah, it's not too far away. Burlington is a good place to go, of course, for chocolate. And they have all kinds of chocolate activities down there. You can taste a lot of chocolate, as you'd expect. But they have events like chocolate eating contests. They have a chef meltdown competition. They occasionally do things like the Chocolate City Flash Mob and all kinds of things related to the joy of eating chocolate. That's the 22nd to the 25th down in Burlington.
I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. This is the May edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We're talking about some of the many fun and cultural and informational and recreational activities happening in the state of Wisconsin in May. And we welcome what's on your itinerary. Tell us what you're looking forward to doing, or give me your suggestion for a place I should visit. We'll get back to our suggestions in just a moment. In our next segment, we're going to talk about some miscellaneous items, maybe some wacky items. I'll find out about the lawnmower races that I can go to in Fifield coming up in our next segment. Bill Martins joins me now, though, with this update on our spring membership drive. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Joy. Still looking for 8 pledges in the next 20 minutes or so to reach that goal. Make your gift to support the station you love. And to those of you who have given during this drive, thank you very much. If you haven't, you don't have much time left. This is the last weekday of this spring membership drive, so help us stay on track by making your contribution right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, and I hope you have been enjoying this conversation about Wisconsin culture and Wisconsin travel. It's an example of the fun and interesting things that we do on this show every single day. Now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Perhaps that gift is $5 a month or $60 for the year. If so, be sure to ask for the I Love WPR magnet set. You'll get one large one and one small one. You can put them on your car, and when you go all over the state to check out, whether it be Chocolate Fest in Burlington or the big rummage sale along the Great River Road, you can tell everyone along the way that you love Wisconsin Public Radio. Again, that's yours for $5 a month when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your call is important to us, so please leave a message after the beep.
I listen to WPR so that I can hear unbiased news and so I'm able to hear both sides of an issue. I also enjoy getting information on issues that other media does not cover, and I enjoy the variety of programs. I contribute because I hope to be part of the future of WPR and to make sure it's here for future generations.
You can make your donation to support the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Wisconsin legislators are busy planning the state budget for the next 2 years, and there's a debate about the level of funding for Wisconsin Public Broadcasting. As proposed, the budget would result in a $3 million annual cut in state support for public broadcasting, and that funding has been essential to delivering programs throughout the state.
Wisconsin Public Broadcasting is working hard to address this challenge as the budget process goes forward, and listener support continues to be a vital part of the WPR budget. Your donation is more important than ever at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, you might spend a few dollars a month on a TV streaming or movie subscription. Maybe you should think about WPR in that same way. You tune in every day for information and entertainment.
If you've never given before, start with a gift of $5 a month. That's comparable to Netflix, maybe even a better deal. Easy to set up, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Okay, we need 8 more pledges to reach our goal on this last weekday of the spring membership drive. If you have pledged already, we thank you very much. If you are an ongoing, sustaining member, thank you so much. But if you have not made that pledge yet, if it's been a while since you've pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio, do consider that pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added incentive for your gift of $5 a month, ask for the I Love WPR magnet set. Great thing to put on your fridge or on your car. You'll get one big one and one small one, again, for just $60 a year, $5 a month, when you make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill. We will get back to more suggestions, travel recommendations from Gary Knowles on this May edition of Tell Joy Where to Go in just a few minutes. We would also like your suggestions, your questions, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slates Corners, Abel's Corners, Newber Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plain, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
This is the May edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles. Gary is a freelance travel writer, author of the Gary's Getaways feature for Journal and Topics newspapers. And he puts together a getaway sampler for us each month, for you each month, a selection of different events and activities going on all over the state of Wisconsin in a given month. We will, if we have not already, post the May 2015 getaway sampler on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And again, you can also take a look at my last month's Tell Joy Where to Go assignment. I am having lunch at the General Store in Spring Green. That's the answer to the Where in Wisconsin is the WPR magnet photo that I've posted on Facebook. And we did have a winner, and I'm losing where she is now, but congratulations to Marcia, who guessed the General Store in Spring Green is indeed where I am located, along with my iHeart WPR magnet. And Gary, the Spring Green and the General Store have a rather unusual event coming up later this month.
Well, it is. It kind of combines, the spring opening with poetry, and the poetry of Bob Dylan, no less, and it's called Bob Fest. And for those people out there who couldn't ever resist grabbing a guitar and trying to sing like Bob Dylan, here's your chance, because Bob Fest is a complete celebration of all the songs and work of Bob Dylan. You can go out there, and if you've got like a Rolling Stone on the tip of your lips, or you want to sing It Ain't Me, Babe, head out to the Spring Green Store on May 24th for Bob Fest, and you can take a lawn chair or a blanket and sit out there all day and listen to people wailing away with with Bob Dylan music. But I'm a Bob Dylan fan, but I do have to say he has his own unique style.
He certainly does. No one sings it quite like Bob. We have lots of other things to talk about, but Dave on Facebook says, why would one consider flowers, beers, and brats, which we've talked a lot about this hour, when the walleyes are biting in Lake Wisconsin? So get yourself a pole and bait and get out there, gal. It's a piece of heaven on earth.
Well, hey, sounds like good advice to me, too. And walleyes are good eating. So, it could be, as long as we were talking about eating before, too.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, that's, I think the fishing season, I think, does open. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not a fisher person, but I think it opens today we'll check. For inland lakes.
And you know, and speaking of fishing, I'll jump ahead just a little bit here to talk about June. And in June we have Free Fishing Weekend coming up, which is it's really kind of neat because we've been doing that for a few years now, where we have free access to the state parks and free fishing on the weekend of June 6th and 7th. So you might want to start planning your fishing expedition now and get out there. You don't need a license those weekends. Really, you don't. The warden isn't going to get you. And you can go to the state parks, and you don't need a sticker to go in. So June 6th and 7th, put that on your calendar.
For ahead, yeah. In fact, we might maybe we'll do a Tell Joy Where to Go Fishing segment coming up. So, yeah, the first Saturday in May is the opening of our, of Wisconsin's fishing or inland lakes fishing season. So,
well, we have 15,000 lakes, Joy, so there's a few choices for you there.
So what is this? What's going on in Fifield on May 9th?
Well, you know, anybody who's ever ever ridden one of those riding lawnmowers, I know probably has had the thought of, I wonder how fast this baby could really go. You know? And what they do up there is they it's a riding lawnmower race that they have, and they race on a 1/6 mile dirt track, and they're, should we say, souped up little lawnmowers from people's homes, but they're really a lot more than that. They take the blades off, thank goodness, and they race around this track. And, you know, if you go onto YouTube and Google lawnmower races, you can see some pretty exciting action of people racing lawnmowers around a track. And this is in Fifield, and they do it twice a year, actually. This is May 24th and July 11th. They have the races up there. And there's actually enough of this racing that goes on that they sanction this, and I believe there are other races around the country as well. So, it's not just guys on their lawnmowers coming up to drive them, but it is a lawnmower race.
So, I'm sorry, I must have had the wrong date. May 24th, you say, is when the May edition?
May 24th and okay. July 11th.
Okay.
And
right.
I may need to check that, but I think that's correct.
Well, so Wisconsin does have some of the wackiest, most unusual little festivals in their small towns, it seems.
Well,
we
do. Another motorsport one connected is up in Richland Center. May 9th, they have Motorsports Mayhem up there. And there's something about vehicles with motors on them make people want to go fast. But they have a loud pipes contest that's going on up there. So if you have a snowmobile or a car or a truck that makes a lot of noise, you can go up there and participate in the loud pipes contest. They also have a twisted metal demolition derby taking place on May 9th. And, of course, that's where they drive them around and smash into each other. And
I'm thinking I'm going to pass on that one, Gary.
it might be more fun than you can anticipate.
So some other things coming up in June. We talked a little bit about that the free fishing weekend, but anything else that we should be marking our calendars for?
June is dairy month, and of course that means that we've got all kinds of dairy-related things going on. There's the Great Wisconsin Cheese Festival in Little Chute. That'll be June 5th to the 7th, and of course you can always expect guest celebrity grillers. Maybe you can go be a celebrity griller up there.
I'm not any good at that, but I love Mad Dog and Merrill. They're going to be there, right? Or
I think they are. Yeah. That's right. Mad Dog and Merrill. And you can go to the Butterfest in Sparta, where it's known for their butter up there, and check that out. That's going to be the 11th to the 14th of June. And then there's one down in New Glarus where they combine all the good things of Wisconsin. They have cheese, bacon, and beer. And that's the June 13th festival in New Glarus where you can fill up on all those good things.
Speaking of, all those sound good, but I did mark my calendar for the Butterfest in Sparta because I might combine that with a ride on the Elroy Sparta Trail, the bike trail. The rail-to-trail bike paths open up officially today.
Okay.
And they will be having a little mini celebration. They're going to have another one in June in Kendall, I believe, which is a community in the middle of that. But it's the 50th anniversary, Gary, of that Elroy Sparta Trail. It's the very first one in the country that was converted from an abandoned railroad track to a bike trail. So.
And you know, one of the neat features of that trail is the tunnels, where you ride through the tunnels over there. Make sure you take a bike light with you because the tunnels are pretty dark. And also, if you get to Sparta, don't miss the Deke Slayton Museum.
What is that?
It's in Sparta. Deke Slayton, of course, was from Wisconsin. He actually was maybe 5 or 6 miles up the road over there. But Deke Slayton, of course, was one of the astronauts, the original Gemini astronauts, and his spacesuit is up there in Sparta at the Deke Slayton Museum. And they also have a lot of bikes in their bike museum there. So
learn something new every day, Gary.
Sparta's a neat little place. And Gary,
appreciate your wealth of knowledge on Wisconsin culture and travel. Thanks for being here. Gary Knowles is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers and our regular monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. So now Bill Martins is here. Bill always wants to tell me where to go.
Usually in Wisconsin. No. We're last weekday of our spring membership drive, and we're getting close to our goal. We're 3 short, and we've got about 6 minutes to go. So it's definitely within striking distance. But it also, you know, you gotta go online, WPR.org, or pick up the phone the old-fashioned way, 888-202-2552, and make that pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And make that pledge of support for any amount. Any pledge helps. But if you'd like the iHeart WPR auto magnet or magnet, pledge $5 a month. That's $60 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. And then you, too, can show off your love of Wisconsin Public Radio by putting it on your car. And hey, what the heck, you can take photos of you and your magnet at an event that you're at if you'd like to post them on our Facebook page too. That'd be fun,
like you have done.
I have done, and we will continue to do this on at least a monthly basis. I'm going to try to do a Tell Joy Where to Go assignment that either Gary gave me or a listener gave me, and then I'll post some photos and people can guess where.
Absolutely.
And in fact, Marsha on Facebook, who won the first game, and again, it's just a game. There is no prize yet, except bragging rights. And she says, "Woohoo! First time I've ever won anything decent." Thanks, Joy Cardine Show. I'll take bragging rights that have anything to do with your show anytime.
All right. That's the spirit.
There you go, Marsha. Thank you very much for playing along. And I know Marsha is a listener and a supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio. You can be, too. Pledge your support to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, listening to the Ideas Network is a lot like going out for coffee with a smart friend. It's enjoyable and informative. Piques your curiosity, and someone has to pay for it, right? Well, you make this daily cup of coffee on the Ideas Network possible with your financial support. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So Gary Knowles is getting ready to leave. Bye, Gary.
See you later.
And he's got his iHeart WPR magnet with him, and we'll see some of Gary's real photographs of his travels and the iHeart WPR magnet in the future. Thanks again.
Spread the love, Gary.
Yeah. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Again, we're looking for 3 more pledges in about the next 3 minutes or so, 1 per minute to reach that goal. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And thanks to all of you who have pledged so far. Thanks to a supporter from Appleton who says, "I have been listening to WPR for as long as we can remember. A Prairie Home Companion on Saturday nights. Simply Folk on Sundays. We even pull in WPR when we're camping way off the grid."
That's dedicated.
Wow, that is wonderful. Thanks very much for your pledge. A listener from Eau Claire says, "We love listening to WPR. Thank you for your quality programming." Well, we couldn't do it without listener support. Thank you. Mike and Dolores in Kenosha say, "You keep us going. We need to keep you going." Well,
yeah.
That's right. We count on listener support to maintain the quality of what you hear on the Ideas Network and on Wisconsin Public Radio. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Usually the first Friday of the month, Gary Knowles joins us and we do the sort of drill that we did this week. But in between, we'll kind of zero in on something that's culturally relevant or fun, you know, related to Wisconsin. You mentioned possibly a show on morels coming up, or maybe something on fishing. If that's the kind of thing that you enjoy on a Friday morning as you're getting ready to start your weekend, consider making a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, and if you can do $5 a month or $60 for the year, ask for the I Love WPR magnet set. You'll get one big one, one small one, and you can tell everyone you love WPR. So go online, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552.
You know, I'm looking forward as well. We might, I think we will, do a show on brats on Memorial Day weekend, because why not?
Sure, absolutely.
The brat is one of, you know, iconic Wisconsin symbol for
very
sure.
Much so.
Yeah, and we did one once many years ago, and it was quite popular. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, make a pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Pledge any amount to help pay for the programming here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge $5 a month or $60 a year if you would like your set of iHeart WPR magnets. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.